Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The FT.
The FT Arts Podcast is brought to you by Vacheron Constantin.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, Rocket 88. The life of this week's song is the story of an entire musical genre. Rocket 88 was a hit in 1951 for Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats. Brenston was a saxophonist, the Delta Cats, an R&B band led by Ike Turner. Together they created an explosive song that is considered by many historians of popular music to be the first rock and roll record. Among the factors that have led to the singling out of Rocket 88 is the fuzzy guitar sound, achieved thanks to a damaged loudspeaker. Pop history is littered with damaged speakers. See the Kinks, You Really Got Me. But was Rocket 88 actually the first rock and roll record? It's tempting to reduce musical history to a series of key moments. But in truth, it is a process, and Rocket 88 was only the latest in a series of recordings that took the structure of the 12-bar blues and, both figuratively and literally, electrified it.
You women have heard of jalopies, you've heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along.
The song's immediate antecedents were the jump blues or jump and jive songs of players such as Chris Powell and Louis Jordan. Check out Rock the Joint by Chris Powell and his Five Blue Flames from 1949, or Jordan's Caledonia from 1945. And don't get distracted by the subplot involving Jordan being attacked by his wife with a knife. The roots of rock and roll are clearly audible. The bass line, the beat, the energy.
Walking with my baby, she got great big feet. She long, lean, and lank, and ain't had nothing to eat. But she's my baby, and I love her just the same. Crazy about that woman, 'cause Caledonia is her name.
The bass line in all these songs, played on an upright bass, is a direct descendant of the left hand in Boogie Woogie Piano, the blues-based form that became a craze in the 1930s and 40s. Popularized by players such as Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, and Mead Lux Lewis. This music emerged from the logging camps of Texas and Louisiana and has been dated back as far as the 1870s. These camps would have had a shed, a supply of drink, and a piano. There were even pianos aboard the trains carrying workers from one camp to the next. As for the origins of the term rock and roll, according to the state of Ohio, which erected a plaque in commemoration, it was popularized by the DJ Alan Freed, who from 1951 played the music on his Moondog House Rock and Roll Party radio show. But the term has history going back long before Freed's days. In 1933, the Boswell sisters performed on film a song called Rock and Roll. In a stylized maritime setting, the three singers sit aboard a mocked-up boat that is rocking and rolling. Though this is just one great big visual euphemism, the term's origins are sexual. In 1922, for instance, blues singer Trixie Smith sang simmeringly, "My man rocks me with one steady roll."
My man rocks me with one steady roll. No flipping when he wants to take home.
But rock and roll had connotations that were sacred too. In a 1910 recording, the black vocal harmony group The Male Quartet sing about rocking and rolling in the arms of Moses. Even if Rocket 88 wasn't the first rock and roll record, it marks a turning point. It's about a car, the covetable Oldsmobile Rocket 88. Boogie Woogie is the sound of a train running along the tracks, a connection made explicit in Louis Jordan's 1946 hit Choo Choo Chaboogie, Take Me Right Back to the Track, Jack. But by the 1950s, black Americans were moving north, earning better money and buying cars. Rocket 88 is a song about mobility, with the car also serving as a metaphor for sexual prowess. As for cover versions, Bill Haley and the Saddlemen, Earthbound predecessors of his Comets, recorded it later in 1951, but theirs is a thin, countryish approximation.
Step in my rocket and I don't be late. We're pulling out about a half past eight. Going on the corner and I'm having some fun. Taking my rocket on a long hot run. Ooh, going out.
In 1958, Little Richard stole the song's piano intro, virtually note for note, for Good Golly Miss Molly. But few have attempted to record Rocket 88 because this thrilling, eruptive song is unimprovable.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.